Yes, that's Gemara's last parrot. Today, Nechnami could be goes according to Rabbi Yochanan, and it should say Nechnami. Amy, you should say Yochanami. Then Nechnami, the Rashi says, "Rabbi Yisrael Marav Rabbi Yochanan Tzurulei that the Yechon Kotchim is Yechon Kotchim. That's a Kotchim by the Kabbayis. Is Boi Hamad of Arocha? Chutz mi Bamu Mikoroi. The only one there's nothing is only Bamu Mikoroi. Yes, so Ben Reishu V'Sei for thee. Most look me Namik Rabbanu the Rabbi Shimon. But Tony Nechnami learn so the Rabbi Shimon Machalkus say Nechnami put it in that way that they go both according to Rabbi Shimon and the Machalikis. Now the Mishnah says, V'yelu heinanik borim, these are the things that even though the Rosa Bano, the din is just have to bury it, you do not have to burn them. Kodshim shepilu, if you have the korban that have a nafel, so the nafel, the fetus that just comes out, not born, you have to bury, is yikovru. Hepilu shui, let's say the behemoth kodshim lets out a placenta, also you have to bury it. Why tikovru, you have to bury it, because you have to be afraid there's a vlad inside it. For sure, Haniskol, a sure that killed somebody, it's also Asabano. Vegla Rufa, it's also Asabano. Vitziporim, it's a problem, it's already have to bring. Visayanozel here, of a nozel, it's Asabano. Upetachamor, it's Asabano. To the Petachamor, when you're not prider it, so it remains Varafta, it remains Asabano. Ubosa, Becholub, it's Asabano. Vuchunchinistro, Beazoro. All these things are Nigborim, you just have to bury them. Rabbi Shimon and Shimon holds know that chulun shenishchak to be azara. If you have a behemoth chulun that you shechted in the end of the Beis Hamikdash, is yisor for the din is supposed to burn it? It's toyin sreifa. And Rashi says it's a gzeirah the rabbonin. Mishon the michla chabu. People make mistakes with kodshim shir above sul because the yom yikvu you say just have to bury it. So people say kodshim also you just have to bury it. You won't know you have to burn it. So if it's gzeirah mishum kodshim you have to burn it. Now the Mishnah says, Chomets b'Pesach, you have Chomets on Pesach, it's Yisroif, it's been on Yisroif, and you have to burn it. Utruma Temeya, also you allowed to burn it, and have a know when you burn it. Ro'olok la'kermator says also you have to burn. And Yeshadak and Yisroif, what you could burn means the fruit itself you should burn. Yisroif, Yeshadak, li'korvi, korvi, but let's say it's the juice already, it's into oil, or it's into wine, then you have to bury it. O madlikin b'pas of Hashem and shal truma. If you have Truman who became Tomei, you're allowed to have a Noah through the Sreifus. You're allowed to burn it and have a Noah, whether it's Pas, whether it's Shemin. Now, Kol HaKodshim, any Korbin, Shanishchitu, you made a Shchita, Chutz L'Zmanon, I mean, you had this Machshava, B'Shach, the Dalar Avoidus, to make it into Pigol, do the Avoid at the wrong time, do this Rikas the wrong time, tomorrow, instead of today, or else for Chutz L'Mkaim, you had a Machshava, Chutz L'Mkaim, do it the wrong place, Israel Yisufu, absul by Kotchim, the din is you have to burn it, the Kedusha is Toyin Sreifa. Now the Mishnah says, in the Flamadalad, Oshim Toli, Yisraif, let's say you brought a korban Oshim Toli, and then you shechted it, but before you made this Rikas Dam, you found out that you did not do a chet, so it comes out now, it was like brought for nothing, therefore the din is Yisufu. We have you do I know ye cover, the din is you just have to bury it, it's not Toyin Sreifa. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be a chatas oif, habol a sofik? If you have a yoledis, a sofik, what you gave birth to, so a special aloch, you could bring a chatas oif even on a sofik. So aloch is tisarv though. Like shakotchim sulim, you have to burn them. Lamaisi can't eat it, because it's a sofik, maybe she's not mechuyif, and then the malika makes it into a nevelo. So aloch is ben a sofik kotchim, you have to burn it. Rabbi Yudu says, no, yatilen liyomo. If you don't just take and throw it into this little spring of water that's going through in the Beis Hamikdash. And the time of you there is brought down to Raskanim. Pasuk says, V'sarafta es ha-noisa v'eishki k'idishu. And if you the dashins, noises v'sreifa. And not chate soifa yoshim toli v'sreifa. So special lima than his last two alochis. That if you don't, they're not turn sreifa. They only turn like furo to get rid of them. Now the Mishnah says, Kol HaNisrof, anything that's Mechuyiv Sreifa, Lo Yikbor, you're not supposed to bury it. Because there's a mitzvah to burn it, don't just unbury it. And Kol HaNikbor, anything that's supposed to be buried, is also the Chumrah not to burn it, Lo Yisorfu. That's Gzeirah the Galoch, because if it's Min HaNikborim, it's the loss of Hano. If you burn it, people think it's Min HaNisrofim, and usually Min HaNisrofim becomes Mutab Hano after the Sreifa. But here, since it's not Toyin Sreifa, it does not become Mutab Hano. So therefore, the din is, do not burn it. Rav Yehuda says, no, in Rotzal Hachmer Latzmai, if you want to be machmer upon yourself, even though it's enough just to bury it, Litzvah Vesanik Borum, that if you want to burn what's supposed to be buried, Rashur, you're allowed to. He doesn't make this gzer to say people think it's Mutabano. Or Mullah, the Chum said back, to Reb Yudah know, and the mutl l'shan is not allowed to change around. As the gzera tikalocha, so if people see you burn it, they'll think l'maisa it's muta banor after you burn it. Really, it's a loss of banor. Therefore, we do not want you to burn it. Now the Gemara says, say your nazir. The Gemara says, say your hanazir. You cover. The hero of a nazir, the Mishnah says, it's also banor. You just have to bury it. Romi lei tovid Rav Nachman. Tovid es kashat Rav Nachman. Tanan would learn like this. Say your hanazir. The hero of a nazir, you cover. You have to bury it. So Utanan will Uriminu have a question. It says Ha'oirig Moli Hasit. If somebody weaves in his beged a length of a thread, Mitzema Bechor, where they use the wool of a Bechor, the beged in the clothing, Yidluk, you have to burn the beged, you have to burn the cloth. Since the Bechor is also Bano, it's Kotchemu, therefore you have to burn this whole beged, and we'll soon see why it's not bought the Bereif. What about Niseir HaNozir? You take the hair from a Nozir, or Petach Hamor, the sack, you take the hair, the Petach Hamor, make a sack out of it. Is Yidlik a sack? You have to burn it. So here you see, the hair of a Nozir is turning Tzreifa. Not like our Mishnah, it says it's only turning Kfura. So my answer is, Omalei, Kan Ben Nozik Tomei, Kan Ben Nozik Tor. Our Mishnah is talking about a Nozik Tomei, when you cut his hair, there's no mitzvah to burn the hair. But the Bryce is talking about a Nozik Tor, the other Torah says you're supposed to take his hair and burn it. The Torah says, "Punasat v'aleish." That's by Sayin Nozir. That's by Sayin Nozir Tohor. But by Tomei doesn't say. Salmish is talking about a Nozir Tomei, and the Brayis is talking about a Nozir Tohor. Omri, he said back to Malkei, "Shon is Nozir and Nozir." He answered the question is clear on Nozir and Nozir. But Petach Hamor Kasha still a Kasha. Petach Hamor. So Rosh Hashanah kept quiet. He didn't answer. Flo Yom Alev Lo Midi didn't answer anything. Omle said back to Midi Shmila Chobo, did you hear anything about this? About Petach Hamor, is it Toyin Sreifa or is it Toyin Kfura? Our Mishnah says only Kfura, and here it says Sreifa. Omle said back to him, yes, Hochi Yomer Rosheisha, this is what Rosheisha said. It's a Kan Besak, a Kan Besire. One is talking about a sack, and one is talking about no, Sire the hair. Rashi said like this, Kan Besak, Hodik Ton Yidlik, you should burn it. Hainu Shorik, Sire Nozir, you wove the hair of the Nozir, Hopetachamor Besak into a sack. Here, dear, you can tell me just to be covered, just to bury it, people come to have a no from it. Since it doesn't disintegrate, so it stays for a long time, so you have to be afraid people dig it up and use it, so therefore the din is you have to burn it. Ma Shein Kain, Kan Besak, that's what the Mishnah says, you could just bury it, it's talking about regular hair, but you did not make it into a sack. See, if it's not that thick and hard, therefore we're not afraid you'll dig it up and use it. It menam we also learned like this. Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Kan besar. One is talking about a sack that's very hard. There we're afraid you come to have a no from it later. And kan besar, we're not afraid you'll have a no. Here you can just bury it. Rabbi Lozer Omer, kan benozit tor, kan benozit tom. Like we said before, that a nozit tor, you're supposed to burn the hair. Kan benozit tom, you don't have to burn the hair. All Malaysia asked the question, no matter what, Levatel Sak Baruba, if you put some of the hair into a sack, why don't they say it's Bota Baruba? It's not like an Issa Klayim. Buy an Issa Klayim, it said, that's the Okhesh of the Klayim, that the Tarub becomes also. Here it's not a Shal of Klayim, it's a Shal of Stam. This Sar is also, so when you sew it into the rest of the Begad, it should be Bota in the Begad. So Morin says, Omerapopa Bitsipurta. We're talking about now, you wove it into a design there, so the design is like choshev, it's not bottle. Through it's a kashev, we made it into a design, so because of the design, you can tell it's there, you can see it's not bottle. Elamai, even in the design also, there's other hairs there. But since it's part of the design, that's a double choshev, therefore it's not bottle. Fretting more is still, sipurta lishlofinu, just pull out the hairs that make this design, and the rest of the beggar will be bottle, become muta. Omer yotah yamani Reb Yehuda, goes according to Reb Yehuda. The Yom that he says, that if you want to bury it, if you want to burn it, you're allowed to. Even though it's been on the Srofim, it's been on the Geborim. If you want, you're allowed to burn it. Omulet, he said back, what kind of answer is this? Kokasha lon l'shlofinu, we're talking about now. The question is, why isn't the bottle bereif? Ah, you tell me they made a design out of it. So the question is now, pull out that design. Fiat mukmuslok Reb Yehuda, and he comes to ask Reb Yehuda, what's it doing with Kont Reb Yehuda? Here the question is, it should be muta b'ano. So my answer is, hochi kamin, that is what I meant to say. Im efshel l'shlafinu muta, if you could pull the whole thing out, very good. But im lav, if you can't pull out the whole thing, then ukmuk Reb Yehuda, The Yom Rav Yehuda holds, Imrotz al-Achmol Atzmol Lissarifas Nidbor Mishoi. You can't pull out the whole thing well, that's why it's the loss of Bano. Because the Maisi can't get all the Yisra out. Either the theory is, one place our Mishnah said you just have to bury it, and here it says you could burn it. So Teretz is not that you have to burn it, just it goes according to Rav Yehuda sheet that holds, that'll be all the Nidborim, if you want, you have a right to burn it. Then the Mishnah says, these are things that turn Sreifa. Oh, Mama, what we just said before, Chometz pepesach yisar, Chometz pepesach you have to burn. So Mora says, Stam lo tanak abu, the Stam tanak abu the Shita. The Yom Rav Yehuda holds, Ein bir Chometz el Sreifa, and Echnam he holds, Ein bir Chometz el Sreifa, you turn Sreifa. That's what Amish just says, Chometz is minan esrofim, as long as it's from Leiser, it's turn Sreifa. Shroom with Tmeya v'orlo, so Mora says, okay, so what does the Mishnah say v'orlo, what's fit to eat? Oichlan b'sreifa, something that's Oichlan's food, you should burn. Mashkin is not shaykh to burn, that's before it's enough to bury it. Chat is soif. But it's tiny love of this. Omri of Yehuda. Chat is soif habu ala sofik yat len liyama. You have a chat is soif, that loch was there, it could come even with sofik. You don't have to burn it. Just throw it into the yama, the stream of water that goes through the Beis HaMikdash. Or manat can cut it up, every into pieces. Rezorkin liyamas, and throw it into the yama. Or mizgalgulin, it rolls down, lochem goes out to Nachal Kitron. Because it's not turning straight, it's not chop like Minan Gborim to get rid of it. This is a good enough way to get rid of it. So then the Mishnah says, Kol an Gborim lo yisarfu, something that's turning kura, the dinage you're not supposed to burn it, even with the rabbon you're not supposed to. My time, what's the reason? Mishum the Gborim offering osa. That's the loch, it's something that's osa bahano. If the dinage you're supposed to bury it, so even after you bury it, it still remains osa bahano. Mashenkin v'nisrofim, if the mitzvah is to burn it, that's the cloud that kivin shenasim mitzvason is the isis polka becomes muta bano is offering muta the yefer if you burn it the ashes become muta bano. Therefore you should not burn the nikborim because people think it becomes muta bano. It really does not. Now the gemara says that true vinikborim offering us is true. What he's saying, the things are supposed to just be buried. If it becomes into ashes, it's a loss of bano. For a tiny, we don't like this. The dam hanid, the dam itself, it's also bano. Or boser hameis shenifrichu became very dried out. The mamish crumpled into pieces. Torum becomes torum. So my love, torum umu torum. You see, this just am minam nikborim, and the tumah goes off, becomes mutabano also. So more says loy torum v'yasurum just means the yisra tumah goes off it, but it could be it's the loss of bano because there's only minam nikborim, so the yisra no never goes off it. Most of Rapinchas, Rapinchas has a question like this, most of Rapinchas, it says, Oyla soif, shinesmat sadomom, on Oyla soif, after you made this rikas adam, you spritz the dam on it, on the mizbeach, the din is marosub, and it's also the insides and the feathers of it, shalom, is yotzim and emilu, there's no wisdom emilu on it anymore. So my love isn't the locha that yotzim and emilu matorum, there's no wisdom hanor either, even though it's only like minanik borum over here. So still you see, the issa goes off it. Rashi says Shnis Matzah Dama means Shnasi did the mitzvosoi. Is Moirov Netzosa Shlo Nigborim Ninu? The Amina Parakama the Yuma Moirov Netzosa the insides and the feathers of it. Vedishna Mizbech Apnimi Umner and Nevloim Mekayim. It's supposed to bury in its own place. So the Avimina was it's Muta Bano. Rashi says the Avimina was to dig it up and to use it. So Mursa's Loi. It's only Yotzim Adai Mila, but it's still also Bano. Now the Mursa question of Vinisrofim the Hegdish. Offering mut is true what he's saying that once you burn the kachim, when he has the mitzvah sreifa, the yeshes become mutter. By Vatani, we're learning like this. Kol ha-nisrof, if anything is supposed to burn, offering mutter, the yefer, the yeshes of a taik is mutter bano. Chutz excluding, me yefer asherah, the yefer the hegdish li'olam. And the yefer of hegdish is always also. So, l'churu takashi, here it's mashmi, even after you burn kachim, the yefer of the yeshes is still also bano. Not like we're saying kol ha-nisrof is mutter. So that's the lashon of here. Chutz meifra shayfa veifra dehegdish liyer lamosa. It's always also. So first of all, the Gemara asked a side question: Omarav who deloy kamarav lu? V'toni, how come they don't put the two halachas together of ati asherin and hegdish? Mishum the asher yesh lebetela, because the iser hano of the ati asherah the avoid is not forever. If the goy himself will be mevatlit, the bittel makes that the iser goes off. Because it belongs to a guy, if he's mevatlet breaks it, the yisra now goes off it. But hegdish manshenko belongs to hegdish. Ain lebetelo lames. It never becomes muta bano. Even after you burn it, it always remains also bano. Therefore, it says like two separate cases. It's a question, Miu. It says clearly, Eifa Hegdish Derlamasa, that the Yeshus of Hegdish is always Asa. So it's a stira. Here we're saying, Kolanis Rafim is Mutta, because Nasa Mitzvason, it becomes Mutta Bano. And here it says, even after you burn the Kachim, the Yeshus are still Asa Bano. So Mirtazami Rabbi Bachomo, Kogoin, the Nofla Deleka, the Yatse Hegdish, Mealehom. We're talking about right now here that this kachim got burned by itself, that a fire stam got caught onto the wood, and the fire burnt up the wood. So here the case is, the kivon de lo yodia man, lehevi inish de limol, since we don't know any person that did it, so therefore there's no issa mila, the leifik or from the chun, that the ashes go out lechulim, therefore this hegdish doesn't go off it. That we say, when you burn hegdish, the pshat is the reason why. It becomes mutabanom, because if you burn it, biyadayim, the pshat is like there's nissa mila on it, and through the issa mila, the issa hegdish goes off it. So once the issa hegdish goes off it, then the issa ranor also goes off it. But over here, since the issa mila does not go off it, there's no issa mila here, therefore the dusha still remains. The Rashi says, if a person would burn it here, more will be over the Samila Hamasa, the one that burned it. Therefore, Benofa gave for the Chulin. Fahanach Rashi said, the tune in Shreifa, something in the Shreifa, below even without the Samila, you are so from the Chulin. Why the Kalisha of Dusha Sayu? If the Kedusha is more Kal, Venifslo became possible, so the Psula Magdosh and Menachnami, over there the Pshat is when you burn it, the Issa goes off it. That we say here, Eifer Hegdish is also, in some way there's no Issa Mila. There no person was Moil, no Atze Hegdish. That there was no Psul in the Atze Hegdish. So Loch is like this. If we have, like before, the Psuli HaMakdoshim Kachem that became Possul, see the Kedusha is very Kal. Therefore, there we say, if you burn it, even without an Issa Mila, the Kedusha goes off. But we have Atze Hegdish that has a strong Kedusha on it, so the only time we'll go out the Issa, if somebody burns it and has enough from it, so it'll be an Issa Mila. But in a case where the fire comes by itself, there's no person that's small, he doesn't have enough from it, it's not Yosel Chulin. So then the Issa Hegdish remains the Yerlam. The word says now, Rav Shemayim says, Kitan Yuhamastis, the one who learned this Bryce, that it says that the Yerlam also, Betruma Sadeshin time, it goes on the parasha of Truma Sadeshin. The Liyerla Masa always remains Asa, even though you burnt the Yeshes, still on the Mizbech remains Asa Bano, the Trumas Adeshin. Why? The Tani was on like this, the Pasuk says, Vesamu means Banachas, put it there quite peacefully. Vesamu Kuloi, so all the Yeshes, and Vesamu Shlo your father, don't spread it out. So Rashi says, Vesamu Eitzah Mizbech, Vesamu Kuloi, the Chiv and the Toin Ganis, since you have to bury it, it remains Asa Bano. See, even though usually the klali is kolan esrofim becomes muta bano, but over here it's a special xeras akosiv by the truma sadeshin. That means what was burnt on the mizbech, we take off the truma. Rashi says kitanya hid yefeg b'shoser b'mole koymich odeshin. You take the handful of the deshin kamar shakoyin torim b'chol yerim. That's an avoid every single day in shacharis. The kohen has to take a handful of the yeshes off the mizbech. The nosan Torah says take that handful of a molikaimis of ashes and put it eight slamis beach, like the Gemara says in Yuma. And there, especially because they're successive, the some might put it there, mean to say you can't use it, it still remains also by no. So here it's a special locho by a truma sadeshin. But all other nisrofim, the klal is, when you make the mitzvah sreifa, the yisa goes off it. Like Taisa says, nisrofim mutarim. Vanichi gasin and nisrofin offering mutter. The chen gasin makes a swarm. Mi yesh liyashu di alimto yenoktu eifer hegdish. Hogem astishin. That's the cloud that kol nisrofin the yofrim becomes mutter. The terat is since you do the mitzvahsin with it. Once you do the mitzvah again, like the is, so the kedusha was only there until you do the mitzvah. But once it comes as man, you did the mitzvah, and if not, then the kedusha and the iser is poka. So kol nisrofin is mutter bano. But Kolan Gaborim, since there's no mitzvah doing the chayfitz, that still remains also bano. So as Pshanatana covered before, that things are supposed to be buried, there's a special din with the Rabbanin not to burn it. So you should not come to think it becomes mutar bano if you burnt it. Hadron Alecha Yesh Bedushim Mizbech Aslikalo Mesechta Temura. Alright, we'll stop here.